Hello everyone, it's RedboxVO here. As some of you may know, recently we launched a patrons-only Discord server, and just a quick aside, I want to thank everyone for all of the lovely support and antics and fun. Everyone who has joined and helped support it so far, it's been great to see everyone enjoying themselves and getting to know one another and sharing ideas and artwork. Now to commemorate the Discord, I thought it'd be fun to do a Q&A, and so I've asked everyone on the Discord to submit one or two questions for me to answer. Basically a question and maybe a follow-up if they want. And there's a lot of them. You guys have submitted a lot of both good and bizarre questions for me to answer. So I'll try and get through this as quickly as possible, but I do suspect I'm going to be going off on many tangents. So we should dive right in. Wouldst thou like to do a game night or movie night every so often on the server? Wouldst I? Well, I would say it's not out of the question. I do tend to be fairly overbooked, and so my social batteries aren't always what they need to be for big social gatherings, but I know others have already been doing some movie nights and things like that, so it's not completely out of the question. My only concern with something like a game night might be if I'm doing a screen share or something like that, the possibility of accidentally like doxing a profile or a friend or something like that. So that's my only concern there, but it's not out of the question. What are the Incubi's favorite hobbies? Favorite hobbies. Oh boy. Okay, well, let's try and narrow that down to the original four. That's a tough one. I don't necessarily have thought out hobbies for each of them, but I would say that I feel as though a host would like something more intellectual. It could be something like novels or perhaps something more strategic like chess. I feel like that would be something he'd be more inclined towards. Meduso, I would say, well, Does one count as a hobby? I feel as though Meduso would be a very socialite kind of individual, someone who's not afraid to be the center of attention, go out, drink, be in high society and fashion and that kind of thing. Calypso is definitely some kind of closeted nerd, so I wouldn't be surprised at all to find that he was into some kind of fantasy world or RPG. I feel like that also goes very much with his theme of wanting to play other characters. So I think that would be something for him. As for Titan, I think that for him, in lieu of just actual murder, of actual war, I think that he would probably do something like some kind of martial art for something more physical and kinetic, but I can also picture him doing something like paintball, strangely enough. Who was the first character you thought up? I suppose that would have been the office character, being the first character that I created for the audios. That would have been the first one that came up at the time, and then shortly afterwards would have been the boyfriend for the the meat sauce audio. Are there any characters you're hoping we don't ever commission? I don't know if I want to answer that question. I feel like I'd just be putting fuel on a fire I don't want lit. Let's see. Any characters I don't want commissioned? I don't really know if I have a running list of anyone, but I would say that I know next to nothing about any of the Genshin Impact characters. And I wouldn't be interested in doing Five Nights at Freddy's characters, I don't think. What inspired you to move into accounting and voice work? Are there particular voice actors you draw inspiration from? Accounting? I'm not sure what that means. As far as voice work, I'm going to assume you mean voice work overall and not adult voice work. To answer that question, well, all right, story time, everyone. A long time ago, there was an anime, a little-known anime called One Piece. And I was watching the dubbed version of it, and somewhere, light spoilers for One Piece episode 200 or 300 something, I think. There's a point in the story where the crew has gone to an island of shipwrights. They're looking to get the ship repaired, and it's discovered that the ship can't be fixed. And so one of the main characters on the crew, the ship was gifted to the crew by their friend. And so it has a special place in their heart, and they've been the one who's been doing all the ship maintenance and repairs. And when they find out that the ship can't be fixed and has to be replaced, there's a confrontation between the captain and this crewmate. And in these episodes, what they end up doing is they basically give the ship a soul, and they have that soul kind of present itself to the crew, the crewmate, who is the one who's been taking care of the ship. And so this, they basically took this object that was not a person and turned it into a person. It thanks that crewmate for allowing them to go on this journey, and how they need to, they're not upset and they need to continue their journey, and so they should get the new ship. And so I just remember being really touched by that whole scene. Somehow through the voiceover, they managed to make an inanimate boat into an emotional character that I cared about. And I just thought that that was incredible, that something that was so absurd and so out there could be made meaningful with good acting. The confrontation between the crewmate and the captain and really resounded with me as being just really good acting. And so I kind of thought to myself that, you know, a dream job, something that I would love to do, is if I could make anybody else feel, you know, the same or have a strong emotional reaction to my own voice work, regardless of how absurd or bizarre the situation may be. That was something that I wanted to do. So that was a sparking moment that pushed me to want to get more into voiceover work. Are there any particular voice actors you draw inspiration from? I think one of the early, well, there's a few, I would say. Voice actors that I just enjoy whenever I hear them and can usually recognize them just by tone of voice are Christopher Sabat and Matthew Mercer. Otherwise, as far as perhaps the adult side of voiceover, I would say one of my early inspirations would have been a creator called Dude That's Lewd. And I enjoyed their work a fair bit, so that was an inspiration for sure. What's the hardest part of each audio you create? The hardest part. I suppose that depends on the type of audio. If it's an audio for a pre-existing character that I'm not very familiar with, then a lot of it is trying to find a good place for the character to sit, either in the voice or in the personality. I always try and make those as close and true to the character as I can. Otherwise, generally, the sound design editing can be pretty taxing. It's just a very long process, and so if it's complicated, then that can be difficult. Other than that, any character where I have to scream in very guttural voices just from a voice acting standpoint is difficult. Do you have a particular scene, setting, or scenario that you prefer making over others? No, I don't think so. I might lean slightly more towards fantasy than I do something like sci-fi, but I don't think there's a specific setting that I would take over another or wouldn't. Is the lounge in the Incubus world female only, or does it get male clients? Yes, it does cater to both. I just haven't broken out my female voice yet. What types of demons, the associated seven deadly sins, are all the incubi in the Incubus Club? Okay, so what deadly sins do each of the incubi correlate to? I've seen people theorycraft about this. This is a more recent theme and idea that's come about with the expansion of Titan's character in his second audio. It's definitely something I am interested in looking more into. I don't know if everyone specifically will have a deadly sin, but if I did assign one to each, I would say we already know the Titan is Wrath. Solas would likely be Sloth on account of dreams. Host probably makes most sense as Lust. Calypso being Envy fits very well. And Medusa would either be Pride or Greed. I've played around with the idea of both. And Red is not an incubus, so there you go. Cyberpunk Demon when? I guess as soon as someone commissions it and I have the time. Do you do impressions of fictional media characters? Examples, Leon Kennedy and Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero, aka Bi-Han. I probably do. I don't know if I keep a running log of all the ones that I can do or have done. I was very happy with how the Bakugo audio came out, because I thought I actually hit that voice pretty well. But I'm sure there's some others. I guess one of the other ones I think I can do fairly well is, I can't remember his full name, but Eraserhead from My Hero Academia. All right, class. We have a lot to cover today, so let's get to it. What inspired you to first try audios? I'm going to assume by audios you mean my current work. We'll call it work, yeah? For Patreon and the Hub. I mean, initially at the time, it was two things. Money. Finances were definitely a driving force. The other being that I thought I had the skill set for it. I had some other acquaintances that I knew of who had been doing, you know, mature content and were doing well, or something similar, doing kind of voice-related mature content. And I was also noticing that there were certain NSFW audios and audio creators that I was drawn to, and the ones that seemed to be the most impactful and popular were the ones that offered a bit more than just the smut. Like, there was a bit more of a story, a bit more of a connection, you know, for people that might be touch-starved or connection-starved. There was something there that kind of pulled you in a little bit more, that made you feel a little bit more at peace at the end. And so I thought that that was something worth exploring, and if I was going to do this, why not go that route? What's your favorite audio you've done so far, if you have one? And can we have another Gojo audio asking for a couple friends and myself? Well, let's see here. We've gotten a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen requests. Maybe of any one universe, I have been asked to do at least 4 or 5 of the characters from that show. So I'm not saying it's out of the question, but I think there's a few other characters who haven't been done yet that might be front runners for the next spot if we go back to Jujutsu Kaisen again. As far as a favorite audio, I think we're hitting about 50 plus audios right now, so there's actually a lot to pick from. If I was to pick just one, I'd have to say either the Taking Your Crush on a Camping Trip audio or the Minotaur Milk Bucket audio. Very different takes, I know, but there it is. Does Calypso have self-esteem feelings? Why did you want to start doing audios? I would say yes. Calypso does have some level of insecurity within himself and trying to have a grasp on who he is and where he fits. As for the other question, I think I've covered the origin stories of that by now, hopefully. What is your favorite game series / anime / TV show / book? I think that's 4 questions, not 1 or 2, so I'll answer 2 of these, and if you want the other half, you can ask next time if we do this again. I would say that currently my favorite animes are ReZero is one that I enjoy quite a bit. I know it has a much longer title than that. I think it's ReZero My Life in Another World, something like that. And the other one would be Konosuba. I find very entertaining. As for books, I don't have much time for reading these days when it's not, correspondence and emails and things like that. But I would say when they were being written, I did enjoy reading Game of Thrones quite a bit. What would be your biggest piece of advice for someone who is interested in getting into voice acting work? I mean, there's a few standby recommendations that tend to come up a lot, which is get yourself involved in some kind of acting, if you haven't already, be it theater or film, classes, workshops. Tends to be a very heavy recommendation to invest in workshops and things like that. I don't think it has to be an expensive thing, but you definitely want to get involved in some kind of acting, as voice acting is still just that. It is acting, just without kind of the visual element of it. Other things I might recommend to keep in mind are, when you are voice acting, even though nobody can see you, let your body get involved when you're recording lines. You might think no one's gonna see my hands, or I'm not gonna, if I'm pushing an object or picking something up or whatever, no one's gonna see that, so I don't have to move my body. But going through the motions can actually help imbue the line with the intention of what it is you're doing. You can do an effort line and go, huh. But if you put, your arms into it and go, huh, then you're going to get more of that energy, more of that intention in there. So don't be afraid to be a hand talker. Don't be afraid to make gestures. It will help you get that much more relaxed and into the intention of the lines. The last thing that I would offer up, I know you asked my one biggest piece, but I feel like there's a few. When you're auditioning for something, or putting together a reel and that sort of thing, don't be afraid of your own voice. There tends to be this idea that in order to land roles and be characters, you have to put on some kind of character voice or imitate somebody else. And in some cases, they are going to want something that is more characterized. But the one thing about that is that other people will be able to do imitations. There's a number of people who might be able to imitate a voice, but your voice is what is unique to you. Don't be afraid to use your own voice as well, because that could be what makes you stand out. Who is your favorite superhero? My favorite superhero. I don't think I ever got really, really into superheroes growing up. It would probably be a toss-up between Batman and Spider-Man, but I'd say I'm leaning a little bit more towards Spider-Man. Fuck, marry, kill to any of the sound effects you had to make. Alright, let's see. Trying to keep it simple, I would say fuck would be the gag sound that I usually use in a lot of blowjob audios. If I could, I would marry the strangling sound effect, but that's more of a repurposed sound, so I can't really say that I made it. So in lieu of that, I would say I would marry just the whole Minotaur milk bucket soundscape sequence of the Minotaur pulling on the chains and the warping of metal and breaking from the restraints and the alarms going off and all the heavy footsteps, just that whole sequence I would marry, because I was so happy of how that one turned out. Kill would probably be the opening to the second Overlord audio. The whole village burning with the fighting in the background and magic and monsters panning in from one side towards the listener and the combat and the footsteps and then more monsters and more magic. I remember spending an obsequious amount of time just fine tuning and tweaking and trying to adjust audio levels so things weren't drowning out anything else. And so it'd be two decibels here and negative two decibels there. I'm happy with how it turned out, but I would kill that one. What's your favorite part of making audios? Probably basking in my accolades. No, but honestly, I think my favorite part of what I do would have to be reading people's like fan mail and reactions to things. I do get a decent amount of odd and interesting responses, but there's a lot of times where I will be reading messages from people and they'll be telling me how I've inspired them to want to try voice work themselves, or to finish or restart artwork that they have been putting off for a long time. Some people have told me that it helps with, you know, relaxing. They like to listen to it while they're working. And some people have said that it helps them sleep or find some peace from their own anxieties. And that's always been something that has been really touching and has been very humbling to hear from people. So I love that part. What equipment do you use to get such an immersive experience? I don't think that my equipment is all that crazy as far as what it is I'm doing. I think it's more attention to detail that helps. For those who are interested, I'm using an Audio-Technica 2035 condenser mic. And beyond that, I think most of it just goes into the editing. You know, the mic does pretty well considering how old it is, and hopefully it gets the audio across. But the rest of it, I'm using Reaper to kind of record and clean audio, and then I'm using Final Cut Pro to try and do a lot of the combination of visual and audio editing, as well as like panning and that sort of stuff. So I don't have a mic that does like the left and right ear kind of whisper thing. I actually edit that in. So I think it's touches like that, as well as like the writing and the like the thought with the echo effects and these little things that kind of build up towards being a detailed product. And the Epidemic Sound audio library subscription also helps definitely for finding ambient noises and that sort of thing. If you had one day where you could do whatever you wanted, what would you do? Oh God. One thing. Real answer, probably make a machine or a pill that would give me the ability to do anything I wanted forever. But otherwise, just something more silly nerdy. Probably be like a Jedi or a Sith or something for a day. Just live it up in Star Wars for a little bit, something like that. Are you planning on adding new incubi to the club over time? Potentially, yes. I would say that if I do, it won't be for a little while. We've had Soulless most recently, and I feel like there's a pretty good spread of characters right now for the Incubus Club. I'm not saying that there might not be more in the future, but probably not right away, especially since there's also other series and audios that need attention as well. What's the weirdest experience you've ever had while working on an audio? Edit, I meant things like recording equipment malfunctions, you perfs. Let's see. I don't think I have any really good like technical malfunction stories or anything like that from what I can remember, but I will say that there's been a couple of times where I have either been writing or recording an audio and thinking to myself, I can't believe this is what I do. I can't believe that people pay me to record some of these lines. Definitely some of like maybe the more like character driven or bestial ones. Probably one of the most distinct ones I can remember is when I was recording the Bakugo audio, and I had to like scream, "I'll fucking murder that pussy!" You know, and I had to take that one a few times because I kept laughing afterwards. What inspired you to do the Incubus Club? For example, did a specific piece of media inspire it, or was it maybe something that organically happened as you were making audios? Maybe you had it planned from the beginning. I think the origins of the Incubus Club, as far as I remember, were just that it felt like it would be a fun and natural progression. I believe at that point we've been doing more real world related things, like with the office and like boyfriend girlfriend dynamics or crushes at the like a party and that sort of thing, and I thought it would be a good shift in gears to do something that was more fantasy. I'm not sure initially what prompted the idea for the Incubus Club itself. As far as the character and host, I think that where host sits is just very natural for me as a kind of default sexy voice, so it felt pretty easy to sink into. The funny thing about it, though, is that I went in with a rough idea, but I actually didn't write a script for the original Incubus Club audio. Everything with host was just improv'd to begin with, and then I cut down, you know, I trimmed the filler and anything that didn't feel like it fit well, and that's what became the audio. I didn't think at the time that the Incubus Club would become an entire series all to itself. I did have that little bit where I came up with names. I think that was the one part that I did write down, was I came up with names for the other potential incubi as, you know, wouldn't this be kind of fun? And then it just kind of took off from there. So that's how that went. How/why did you choose your username? Are you worried about the DVD rental service coming along and being dicks about it at all? There's a DVD rental service? I think the idea behind Redbox VO was just something to do with, you know, like Red Light District, you know, like the Red Box being kind of the adult TV kind of a thing, and then VO just because it was voiceover. And so I don't remember what the other options were that I was thinking of at the time, but for whatever reason, Redbox VO just seemed to speak to me, and that's the one I picked. Who would you pick to play you if Hollywood made a biopic about your life? Assuming, of course, you didn't play yourself. I mean, I have acting chops. I think I could act like myself. You know, maybe just for a little while. But if I had to pick someone, I'm not great with celebrity names, but I guess maybe Tom Hardy? I mean, we already sound the same as Venom anyway, so. Is there a role you think you would have killed if you got to voice them, like a video game character? Oh man. I don't know if I have any specific one character off the top of my head, but it would definitely be some kind of powerful villain type, I think. Probably like a demon, or dragon, something with presence, maybe like one of the leaders of hell or something like that in a Baldur's Gate game, something like that, you know? If we did a karaoke night, would you 1, join, and 2, sing? Well, time dependent, I would possibly join. I don't know if I would be around for the whole thing, depending on how long it went, but I have enjoyed a bit of karaoke with friends. As far as would I sing, I would say I feel okay about my singing generally, but I do tend to get nervous about it in like crowds or public spaces and that sort of thing, which anyone who sings knows that feeling tense and anxious is not good for singing. So it depends. I wouldn't make any promises about it, but it is something that I myself have been working on trying to be more comfortable around, so I wouldn't say it's out of the question. And that's it. That's what we've got. Those are all the questions. I'm looking at how much time I've recorded, and this might be a very long segment. So I appreciate everyone for submitting their questions, their interests, concerns. I hope everyone could make sense of my answers to everything that was asked. If this is a popular enough thing, we might end up doing it again. And we might also open it up to the people that aren't on the Discord as well for submitting of questions. However, if we did that, I would probably say 1 question per person, since even just a few of you had a lot of very insightful questions that required more than a 3-second answer. Thank you everyone for your continued support these last, 2 years or so since we started all this, 1.5 years for the Patreon, whether it's been here or on Twitter or Newgrounds, all of the new growth and the support for the things you've been trying out, like with the polls and the submission forms in Discord, just everyone's support and enthusiasm for what's been happening. All the love has been really appreciated in our growing pains as we try and adapt through everything. So it is always very much appreciated. Everyone who's sent any fan mail or, you know, funny stories about when they were listening to audios, all that stuff has been great to be able to read and sift through. So I do appreciate it always. I hope you guys have a good one, that you guys enjoyed this little Q&A, and maybe we'll do it again. And with that, I will see all of you in the next audio. Bye-bye.